Extracts from a pamphlet by Richard Gascoigne, addressed to the Sheriffs of London, 25th of May, 1716. A true copy of the paper delivered to the Sheriffs of London by Richard Gascoigne. I take it to be my duty to leave this paper behind me, to refute those false accusations and calumnies that have been designedly spread by people who I am afraid took pains to procure unhappy wretches to confirm them. In the first place, I declare I die an unworthy member of the Holy Catholic Apostolic Roman Church, and do acknowledge myself to be the greatest of sinners. But blessed be my God, I have a firm confidence in the sufferings of my Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, by whose merits I hope I shall be saved. I, from the bottom of my heart, forgive all those that were my enemies and persecutors, and hope Almighty God in his great goodness, and I beseech him to do it as heartily as I beg pardon for my own sins, will pardon them, and give them grace to repent. And I earnestly beg pardon of all those whom I have any ways offended or injured, and lament that it is not in my power to make them reparation. But as they expect to be forgiven, I hope they will do so to me. I also beg pardon of all those whom I have disedified by my life or conversation. That I have had an uncommon ardour or zeal in my duty and loyalty for my most injured and royal sovereign King James III, I own at my death, as I did to every one that knew me whilst I lived. And I affirm that it was not only on the account of his being a Roman Catholic, or any worldly views, but from a true sense of my duty, as I took myself to be bound by the laws of God and my country, and as his succeeding to the throne of his ancestors could only make these three kingdoms happy, and from impartial accounts of his royal person and qualities, which make him one of the most meriting princes in the world. My loyalty descended to me from my ancestors, my father and grandfather having had the honour to be sacrificed in doing their duty to their kings, Charles I and James II. Nor was I ever agent, or employed by any person in my life, as was suggested at my trial, in any politic design. Nor did I ever carry a letter, or was entrusted by one great man to another. Nor did I ever know of any concerted measure to restore my royal master in my life, more than that was talked in public or in the papers. Nor, as I expect mercy, did I directly or indirectly know anything of the arms that were seized at Bath, directed to R.G., as was said at my trial. And as to Mr. Calderwood's evidence against me, of my being in the marketplace Saturday in the afternoon, and that he saw me there, to my knowledge, I had not been there until 7 o'clock at night, when he could not see me. And if he did, not with my sword drawn, his evidence was entirely false. And he sent me word 2 days before my trial that he could not swear anything against me whatever. And he said I was in the Council of War. I never, so far from being in it, knew the house was held in, nor did I know there was one held. The evidence of the footman Walmsley was as false, he swearing me drinking of brandy with excise men 6 times a Saturday in the same marketplace. These are the 2 men that swore me out of my life. I forgive them with all my heart, and recommend them to repent. And as I have upon the word of dying man declared all these truths, in order to caution people not to believe reports, and to do all the justice I am capable of doing, so now let me recommend to all people to think of their duties to God and their country, and to heal all divisions, and exhort them to think of the means of uniting and reconciling all their interests, and unite in the only measure that can render them happy, which that they may do, I beg of Almighty God to direct them, and that they may compass it. I bless my God, who has given me the grace to submit patiently to all the injuries that has been done me, as also for enabling me to resist the many temptations I have had frequently in relation to a gentleman, upon whose account I presume they have taken my life, because I would not concur to take his life. But forgive them, I do heartily, and I humbly beg the prayers of all good Christians. Richard Gascoigne, the 25th of May, 1716. 1716.